This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, July 27th. Okay. The stock market is up sharply this morning. That's the good news. The bad news, it's fizzling fast. It rallied because oil prices plunged on the fact that there's no fighting between the U.S. and Iran right now. We'll see if cooler heads prevail and then go back to the negotiating table. But the real thing that's going on is the market's going to be on hold until the FOMC statement on Wednesday. Now, some people think, especially the foreign media, that the Fed has to raise rates. I can tell you the foreign media has virtually no training in economics. They don't understand when oil prices go up. The Fed can't control that. So the Fed raising rates would be stupid and futile. Okay? So oil has inelastic demand, okay? We basically need it for energy, period. Okay, so the bottom line is until we get that FOMC statement, the market's going to be treading water and oscillating. The good news is Google, which got hit last week after it announced that it would spend at least probably another $20 billion in AI infrastructure. That stock is rebounding impressively today, and most stocks that have good earnings and big backlogs should also be rebounding. Comfort Systems opened up strongly this morning, has since fizzled, but that stock, Comfort Systems, is screaming buy right now because, again, massive order backlogs. Okay. So get used to these oscillations. This is what happens in the summer months. It's that's why I always tell people to buy in dips, okay? The gold stocks are exhibiting some relative strength here, although I'm still trimming my gold holdings, okay? It's all due to the forecast sales and earnings. It's not that they're not going to have good sales and earnings. I do sell stocks that are strong to buy better stocks. I'm not selling all my gold holdings, just the ones that have analyst cuts, okay? So otherwise, that's about it. I just think we have to enjoy the summer months, realize the market's going to be oscillating. When we can buy our good stocks and dips, that's great. When I sell or trim, I'm going to sell in the strength. And I'm pretty happy with what's going on, other than I hate the summer months for the stock market because, you know, we have these oscillations. You know, Europe's about to go on vacation. They have their own issues, you know, big fires in France and Spain. They're not prepared for these heat waves. In America, you know, we're all distracted. It's the summer months. And so volume tends to dissipate. But the bottom line is the U.S. is an oasis. We're still attracting international capital. The earnings this quarter are going to be up over 30% on the S&P. That's what the surprises I anticipate. And sales and earnings are still accelerating. The order backlogs are getting bigger. So I don't want anybody to worry because there's nowhere to go, okay? And why would you want to trigger all these taxes? You know, I have arguments with people all the time, like, you know, you should take profits. And I says, well, yeah, but then I have to pay all these taxes. You know, I'm still sitting on literally a $1 billion of unrealized gains for clients. And I don't want to trigger those taxes, okay? If I get estimate cuts or things like that, yeah, I'll sell the stocks. But otherwise, we're just going to ride them as long as they last. And thank goodness we have these huge order backlogs for our AI and data center related stocks, which means I'm going to be holding stocks a lot longer than I normally do, because the build-out is going to persist through 2029. So don't worry, folks. Use any dips as buying opportunities. We have fundamentally superior stocks. Our sales and earnings, even in large cap, our sales are over 40%. Our earnings are growing over 100%. You get to smaller cap portfolios, it's even better, okay? So enjoy the ride, everybody. I know you don't like the oscillations, but there's nowhere to go. This is a big week for earnings for us. So and so will be the next 2 weeks. So we got three solid weeks of wave after wave of phenomenal earnings. And I never want to get shook out of the market when I have all this good news about to be announced, okay? And even if a stock doesn't go up immediate, like Google didn't go up after announcing 294% earnings growth and over, I think, a 208% earnings surprise, they eventually bounce, okay? That's what we have. We have stocks that bounce. So our stocks are an oasis amidst any chaos out there. So I don't want you to worry. I just want you to hang on. I don't anticipate a Fed rate cut, but again, our Fed is going to follow market rates, and the fact that market rates have backed off a little today is good. The fact that oil's come down is good. And so let's just ride through this and not let the inflationary fears spook everybody. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navelier.